And Daniel was quadriplegic, he still is, and asked me, I was catering at the time, and he asked me if I would be willing to cater the meal or offer a meal for the monastics if they were to come to his apartment where we were working. And I said, yes, I'd be happy to do that. And that was the first time, I believe, I met Debbie Stamp. And she was trying to coach me on how to offer the meal. And for me, it was like three courses. So we need to have three courses served. And this eating out of a bowl was not okay with me. And so trying to organize Daniel's kitchen to feed, I don't know, there was probably 20 people there with all the plates we'd need. And bless their hearts, Ajahn Sumedho and Ajahn Amar went along with that. And the following weekend was a board meeting, and Daniel was attending that, and I suggested that I could offer the meal, since then the board could just meet together. We met at Mark Lieberman's house at 10 Arbor Street in San Francisco. And that was the closest I'd really ever been to Buddhist monks, and I really was didn't know what to do or how to behave, so I just made the best food I could possibly make. And they put the food out to serve during a break at the board meeting and invited me to sit down and eat with the Sangapala members. And during that lunch, the phone rang, and I think Nancy, Mark's wife, came back and let us know that one of the board members had to resign. She had something going on with her family that precluded her from continuing her relationship on the board. And we continued to eat in silence for several minutes, and Ajahn Sumedho then looked up and looked down at me, who was as far away as possible, and said, "Susan, would you consider being on the Sangapala board with us?" And I was just face in my bowl. I was just eating and pretending I wasn't there. And I looked up at him and I just said no. So Ajahn Sumedho continued to eat again for a few minutes in silence. And everybody, I thought, oh, good, now they're going to forget I'm here. And I just was like, oh, my God, let this be over. Let the earth, the big one, maybe this would be perfect for the big one to happen right now. And so a minute or two later, Ajahn Sumedho cleared his throat again and just said, why not? And I thought about it for a minute and I said, well, I have never been on a board of anything before and I don't really know what to do about that. And I'm not a Buddhist. So he went back to eating. And I went back to eating. And several minutes later, he looked up at me again and said, we can work with that. So here we are.